This is Ben Weaver interviewing Ada DeGoyce, former student and retired executive director of the Alumni Association at Orange County Community College. Today's date is February 8th, 2006. The time is 12:19 p.m., and we are recording this interview at Orange County Community College in Middletown, New York. Could you please tell us how and when you first became associated with Orange County Community College and how long you were associated with it?
I first became associated with Orange County Community College in 1973 as a student, graduating in 1975. And then I became employed in 1981 and as the alumni director. And I retired in 2004.
Okay. And who were some of your colleagues with whom you worked at the college, and what do you remember best about their contributions to the institution?
Most of the people I worked with were alumni volunteers, and they contributed a lot in volunteering to help out in the programs of the college. And I worked with the development vice president, and there were two of them in my period of time. Okay. And we did the fundraising together and that kind of programs.
Okay. And what was your first impression of the Alumni Association, and are there any notable alumni you'd like to discuss with us?
My first impression of the Alumni Association probably is sort of a humorous relationship, because when I applied for the job and was told that I got the job, I was invited to a board meeting in 1981, March. And after that board meeting, I wondered what I was getting into. But it was a wonderful job, and so I really enjoyed it right to the end. And I was involved in many programs with the alumni.
Okay. What were some of the most interesting or exciting times, situations, or incidents that you're aware of, either as a student or as an employee at the college?
Well, it was very exciting to be an older student and coming to college as an older student. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the first older students. Orange County, there was a period of time when the average age of a student was 22 or 28 in that field. And it was one English class I went into, students started sitting beside of me because they thought I was the teacher. So that was an interesting time with my, as far as when I was a student. And there were many interesting times as director of alumni.
Okay. Were you in charge of any sort of alumni get-togethers or meetings with the alumni?
Yes, we had many reunions, and we had a huge reunion when the college celebrated its 50th birthday. And then when we would go to Alumni Confederation meetings, which were part of the SUNY, when all the alumni groups got together, we would have events for our people that lived in that town. Like when we went to Albany, we invite all the Albany alumni. We ran for many years. We would go to New York City and invite anybody that lived and worked in New York City that was an alum of Orange County, and we'd have we would meet at somebody's place of business, and they would host it, and those were nice experiences because people got to see where people worked and mm-hmm. and their business, and they were very well attended.
Great. And what attracted you to the college as a student? What made you decide to come here for school?
What attracted me most was the location.
Mm-hmm.
And I had come to the point where I wanted to go to college, and it was convenient. And my husband was a teacher, and my children were both in school, so they went with him to school, and it freed me to be a student. And it was the location, location, location.
Mm-hmm. And was that at a time where the campus was expanding? Was the enrollment going up at that time when you
yes.
first enrolled?
Yes, it was. And that was when they were building the library and the gymnasium and the commons across the street.
Okay. And what did you study here?
I studied social sciences.
Okay. Were there any instructors that you particularly enjoyed? Any memorable courses?
Yes. It was Dr. Rosenblum, and he was a literature professor. And it was humanitarian literature. Socrates and Plato and all those, and he was an excellent teacher, and he called every person, no matter what their age was, by Miss or Mrs. or Mr.
Okay, great. So that was memorable.
Yes.
Great. Can you tell me, what do you think the impact of Orange County Community College has been on the community and on the county?
Well, I think the majority of the students, after they go on to other schools, private schools, or other SUNY schools, they do come back to the community. And many of them are, we have a lot of dentists in town that came back here and set up practice. And there are doctors and lawyers who have gone out and come back and set up practice.
Okay, so the people stay within the community after
right.
graduating. What programs or college services, such as student services, community involvement, athletics, or specialty programs of study do you recall here at the college? Anything that's particularly unique to this community college?
I can't put my finger on any particular classes. I had to take gym, and I got to have gym in the new gym, and the social science professors were great. Mm-hmm. And
what are the most popular majors here at the community college?
I think the medical science classes, the nurses, mm-hmm. the lab tech, radiology, and those occupational therapy, physical therapy, we have all of those.
Those are very popular.
And they're very popular. There's waiting lists for those.
Oh, okay.
And what some of the nursing students do, they come in and take their English and those courses that they have to take, and then wait for their nursing classes till there's an opening.
So would you say it's mainly the location and the programs that attract students to the community college?
That and the cost compared to going away to school
mm-hmm.
is a big item.
So you see a lot of students coming here for the first 2 years and then transferring.
And what I watched and saw was a lot of people would go away to school. They didn't want to stay home and go to school. And they would go to, I know one student that went to Georgetown. Mm-hmm. And I just heard about a student that went up to one of the North schools. I can't think of the name of it now, but up in Oswego or up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And have all come back to go to Orange County because they weren't ready to go away to that far away from home.
So it's a good, I guess, a way to prepare students for a four-year college,
right,
to come here,
mm-hmm,
and then get accustomed to college environment and then go on. Good. Well, can you think of any other questions that I should ask, or do you have any other comments you would like to make for this interview?
I think back when we were talking about if I knew any students or alumni that that stand out,
mm-hmm,
in my stories, I would like to tell you about one of the students that he lived in New York City, and he played ball in the streets, and he unloaded baggage on ships coming into the docks there, and he met somebody from Orange County, and they said he should come up here and go to school. Well, he had never graduated from high school, but he came up, and he met with Dr. Miner, who was the first president, and Dr. Miner told him that if he could come and keep a B-plus average, he would let him give it a try. But if he slipped, he was out.
Mm-hmm.
So this fella came, and he kept the B-plus average. He became a soccer player under Chris Schmid, Chris Chachas.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's name was Chris Schmid. And then he graduated from here and went to Cornell and played football, and he had never played football. And then he went to the University of Rochester and got a degree in phys ed, and then he was taught at Schenectady at the college there. And then he got tired of teaching and started Northeast Real Estate Company,
mm-hmm,
largest real estate company in the East, Northeast anyway. And he has been a benefactor of many scholarships here at this college, because this college helped him and got him to where he is today.
So it was a student who may not have had a chance at an academic career, but Orange County,
right,
offered him this opportunity, which turned out to be great for him.
And the president, you know, would accept him, which is not done today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't come in as having not graduated from high school. They do have a 24-hour program that if you haven't graduated from high school that you can take, and then if you pass that, then you can become a student. But to have the president tell you you can come is... And the stories I used to hear from this George Shepherd that Jack talked about, he'd say, if we wanted to do it, we just did it. And that was the way it was. And the Alumni Association was started by George Shepherd, and then he hired me, and that was, there's 25,000 alumni.
Wow. Thank you very much. Are there any other interesting colleagues that you suggest that I talk to? aside from Bob Novak.
No, offhand, I...
Okay. All right, thank you very much for the interview. I really appreciate it.